kicks it inside to Fry. She goes up and under, in and out on the shot, but a foul. Good effort by Holly Fry, who earns two free throws. 14-0 here in favor of Fort Loramie. Fry to shoot a pair. She dips the knees and pumps it up and in to make it 15-0. 15 points by Fort Loramie in about 7 minutes to open the game. And Jessica Berger, Chuck, I don't think is taking a shot. She hasn't scored.
She has not taken a shot.
Just gives you an idea of how balanced this Fort Loramie team has become. More scores, far more scores than back in the months of November and December. One free throw made by Fry, one missed. Then Riverside turns it over at the timeline with a minute three to go in the first period of play. Here's Gasson at midcourt, dribbles off to the right, gives it to Berger, 25 feet out. Jessica whips it near side to Rayanne Fry. It's loose. Picked up by Gasson, cross court to Holly Fry, trying to hit Berger in the lane. Ball knocked out of there by Riverside. Berger picks it back up. 42 seconds to go in the first quarter. Berger right side to Rayanne Fry. Back to Berger on top, left side Holly Fry. Holly back to Berger. The foul line, baseline Brandwee, open look from 15. Left-hand jumper, no. Rebound again for Fort Loramie. On top to Berger. Puts it down inside to Holly Fry for the layup. Good pass by Jessica Fry. Finished 17-0 Redskins. 17 seconds to go, first period. Here's Courtney Smith to midcourt for the Pirates with 9 to play. Throws it near side to Stevens. Down to Davis, who starts to drive. Cut off by Brandwee, who holds her ground, and that caused a walk. Good defensive effort by Maddie Brandwee.
Wow. You feel kind of bad for them. I mean, they got a couple of freshmen trying to handle this pressure.
Yep. 1.7 to go in the quarter. Berger over midcourt, launches from 37 feet. In and out, no good. It rimmed, almost went down. 17-0 Fort Loramie after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Well, we apologize. As a result of some activity in cyberspace, we were knocked off the air here for what, Chuck? A chunk of the first quarter?
Well, I think we came back on with about 2 minutes to go, so I apologize. I didn't notice that we weren't on. This thing runs like clockwork normally. But we're on there now, so... You missed quite a start to the game to the Redskins. They're up 17-0 here.
Well, let's give our listeners the rundown. In Fort Loramie scoring, the guards have done big time damage. Good beginning to the game for Olivia Quinter.
She's got 5. Hattie Myers got 3. They got 2 each from Gasson and Lupke. Berger has not taken a shot yet, and Holly Fry scored 5 late in that first quarter.
17-0 Fort Loramie. Holly Fry dances through the lane, misses a shot off the backboard, no good. Jessica Berger, who hadn't scored, gets the rebound basket. And the Redskins are up 19-0. A minute gone here in quarter number 2. So we do apologize. Some quirk happened with regard to the nearest Verizon Tower. We were thrown off the air. Our connection was very solid the first two games. In fact, where the Verizon Tower here on this end of town, not far from Sydney High School on Vandermark, we have a very strong connection powering data along the internet to Christian Netcast in Virginia, which does our hosting and serving. But unknown to us, we were alerted that we were not on the air for the majority of the first quarter of this game. A minute gone, quarter number two. Fry at the foul line for Fort Loramie. Free throw no good. You haven't missed much. It's been all Fort Loramie. 19-0 Redskins over Riverside, the number one-seeded Fort Loramie team. Defending state champs in girls Division IV, now leading 20-0 on a made free throw by Fry. Dribbling Riverside over the timeline. Pirates have got the ball 25 feet away. It goes on the play to Stevens, to Davis. Outside the arc to Stillings. Stillings hits a cutter. Davis down the lane, who doesn't shoot. Throws it back outside to Stillings. Riverside yet to score. Here's a steal by Gasson. It rolls to Hoing. Outlet to Quinter. Cross court, low on the left to Gasson. Twisting maneuver in the lane. Laid it up short, no good. Stick back, Hoing, no good. Scrap for the loose ball. Davis comes out of there with it for Riverside, and she's fouled on the arm. 6:21 to go here in the second quarter of play. 20-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here comes Abby Holdhouse on the floor, a 5'10 sophomore. Holdhouse is in, along with Berger, Quinter, Hoing, and Hattie Meyer is the fifth.
Holdhouse is a name next year you're going to hear an awful lot about when you listen to Fort Loramie games.
Abby, a 5'10 sophomore. Here's an intercepted pass by Katie Hoing of Fort Loramie. Down to Meyer to Berger. Lower the right. Holdhouse muscles up and in. Good look. Fast passing by the Redskins. And Holdhouse on the finish. 22-0 Fort Loramie. 2 minutes, 15 seconds gone here in quarter number two.
Wow, 16 turnovers now for Riverside here.
Here's an errant pass by Courtney Smith, intercepted by the Redskins, and then Smith fouls. Another miscue right there. You're right, Chuck. They continue to mount for Riverside. Redskins have had a lot to do with that so far. 5:35 to go in the second quarter. Here's Hattie Meyer spotting up on the arc, fakes the three. Gives it up to Quinter inside the arc, right wing, jumping, shooting, and hitting. Boy, the stellar guard play continues for Fort Loramie. It's really grown up over the course of the season.
I don't know if there was a time early that they would have 24 points if Berger only had two.
Intercepted pass, Berger on the steal for the Redskins. She dances down the floor all the way underneath, throws the dot back to Hattie Meyer, long triple, hit the heel. Rebounded by the Pirates. It comes off on the play to Giles. Backcourt to Stillings. Stillings brings it down. 4:56 to go, second quarter. 24-0 Fort Loramie. Ball thrown into the lane to Davis. On the arc to Giles. Overthrow down inside. Touched by Berger, and it goes out of bounds. Going out, Berger out for Fort Loramie. Holdhouse and Lubke man positions beneath the basket as Fort Loramie zones on the inbounds play. It's fed into Stevens, low in the left. She overshoots for Riverside. Rebound down to Meyer of Fort Loramie. Hattie brings it up, now to Brandewee outside the arc, in the middle of Holdhouse. Tries to get a pass off to a teammate. Coming in from the right corner, Quinter. She got the ball, was challenged on the shot, no good, and a foul called against Riverside.
Boy, she has just been, the last few games, so active after coming back from mono. I think that she's certainly got her legs back.
Quinter aiming, shooting, high arch free throw short. Second one coming up here for Olivia. She dips the knees, aims too hard. Rebound kicks into the corner, tracked down on the play by Giles of Riverside. Giles in backcourt to Smith. Smith walks it up over the timeline. Gives it to Davis, who comes out to catch. Davis to Giles. Foul line extended right at Stevens. Here's a lob down inside for Marissa Davis, the Pirates' leading scorer. She throws it into the corner to Smith. who jumps and shoots and makes a 16-footer. The first points of the game for Riverside halfway through the second. 24-2 Fort Loramie. Here's Lupke inside the arc, jumping, shooting, and she knocks it down.
Wow.
Caitlin Lupke peeled off the screen and drilled it. 26-2 Fort Loramie. 3:40 to go here in the second quarter. Being trapped on the near sideline for Riverside is Smith. Knocked out of bounds by the Redskins. Substitution coming in, Taylor Gasson for Fort Loramie. 3 minutes, 35 seconds to go. Second quarter of play, Riverside inbounding. It's Shelby Giles looking, ball high overhead right in front of us. Flips it in play to Stillings. Back to Giles in the corner. Lobs down inside for Smith. And it's tipped out of bounds by Brandewee of Fort Loramie. 3:29 to go, second quarter, 26-2 Redskins.
We've talked about the guard play. Maddie Brandewee is another player in the inside that has really started to contribute.
Yep, she's very active. Here's a long two-point try just inside the arc, but Giles in and out, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Long throw down to Lupke, and that play is spoiled by the Pirates, who knock it away out of bounds. Lupke inbounding left of the basket, lobbing into the lane to Holdhouse, and she pivots and banks it in from 8 feet away. Abby Holdhouse going to work on the inside for the Redskins, the 5'10 sophomore. She is going to be a points-producing machine her junior and senior years for sure. 28-2 Redskins, 2:55 left here in the second quarter. Stevens to Smith, 25 feet away for Riverside. Guarded by Gasson. Lobbed down inside to Davis. She gets free. Beats Brandewee to the rim. Short, no good. Got it back and was fouled while shooting. And she gets two at the stripe. 28-2, Fort Loramie leads. 2:41 left to go here in the second quarter. Marissa Davis, leading scorer on the year for Riverside, 10 points a game, 14 rebounds. And momentarily, we've got Davis at the free throw line for the Pirates, catching her breath. The official allows her the free moment. Ball bounced to Marissa, who aims, shoots, and hits it. 28-3 in favor of Fort Loramie, 2:41 to go here in the second quarter. Second shot upcoming for Marissa Davis. Substitution Fort Loramie. Berger back on the floor for Hattie Meyer. Also having checked in is Sarah Stang for the Redskins. Second shot in and out. No good. Rebound Stang for Fort Loramie. So it's Stang, Lupke, along with Gasson, Berger, and Holdhouse. Berger outside the arc on the left. Now it's flipped around the top of the circle into the corner. To Lupke at the foul line, jumping and shooting. A 16-footer, no good off the heel. Long rebound, Pirates. 2:17 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 28, Riverside 3. Smith up and over the timeline. Coming out to catch is Stillings. Gives it to Stevens. Now to Smith outside the arc on the left. Looks down inside for Davis, lobs it to her. Berger helps. Davis catches anyway and lays it in. 28-5. Fort Loramie leads. 1:50 to go, second quarter. Deep in the left corner, Lupke left open. Hoists up a three. It's too long. Struggle for the rebound. Riverside comes out of there with it. Here come the Pirates. Near side of the floor, Stevens. Blocking foul against Fort Loramie with 1:43 to go here in quarter number two. 28-5, Redskins in front. Riverside Pirates in the colorful red, white, and blue uniforms. Blue shirts, blue pants, red numbers, white trim. Fort Loramie, the home white. Black numerals outlined in black. Davis with the ball, far corner. Comes near side to Smith. Jumping, shooting, missing, no good. Rebound Berger. Long lead out to Lupke, low on the left. And she staggers to the baseline, stumbled out of bounds. Did Lupke turnover Fort Loramie. This Riverside team plays in the Northwest Central Conference along with the Layman Catholic. Riverside did defeat Ridgemont this year, along with Lima Perry, Dayton Christian, Waynesfield Goshen, and Indian Lake. 7 victories for the Pirates in 22 games at Fort Loramie. The prohibitive favorite in this game today. And that's being carried out so far in a big way. 28-5 Redskins as the Pirates are tied up by Fort Loramie. And the arrow favors the Redskins, who will bring it down late in the second quarter. 1:09 to play. 28-5 in favor of Fort Loramie, which has substituted freely. Here's the ball thrown into the lane to Hunter Bargy. 5'11 junior, shot short, no good. Rebounded by the Pirates, who bring it up and over the timeline. Outside the arc on the left. It's passed to Stillings, now to Smith, 25 feet away. Here's a lob down inside to Davis. She catches, comes right back out to Smith, who shoots the three. Strong, no good. Rebounded by Stevens, missed. It comes down to Fort Loramie. Ball thrown down the floor to Rayanne Fry. Out back to the three-point shooter. It is in and out, no good. Rebounded by Riverside. That last three by Fort Loramie was chucked up there by a young lady whom we don't have on the roster. Riverside got the rebound, threw it away at midcourt. Nope, Fort Loramie touched it last, out of bounds to the Skins.
Yeah, they've got three JV players out there that we didn't have in the program.
11.4 to go in the second. Here's a baseline drive by Riverside, thrown away with four ticks to go. Long pass down the floor by Ray and Fry, and the Redskins lose it at side court as the first half closes out. Fort Loramie 28, Riverside 5 here at the half. Say it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you will never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. At M&A Muffler and Tires, take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics to prevent major problems. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a big smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine is coming up in just a moment. 28-5 Redskins over Riverside. Game 3 of 4 here today on Scores Broadcast. Winners of the first two games, Houston and Jackson Center. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, We wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Redskins over Riverside 28-5. So many thanks to one of our new underwriting sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. The building market knows the Francis Schulze Company as a distributor for many high-quality building products. Masonite, Superior aluminum columns and railings, Safeway garage doors, and more. The company's commitment to quality products makes it a top choice for building dealers in the United States. And because of Francis Schulze Company in Rushi and other strong and healthy employers in the area, Rushi and surrounding communities are a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, promoted by ScoresBroadcast.com. On the web at Francis Schulze. That's SCHULZE.com. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, it's all Fort Loramie.
Well, let's go to the stat that Riverside has an advantage on. They have an 18-17 rebounding advantage. Each team has 5 offensive rebounds. Fort Loramie turned it 3 times in the first half. Riverside turned it 19 times. 1-for-2 from the free throw line for the Pirates. 3-of-10. Want to find a negative for Fort Loramie. 3-of-10 from the free throw line. Marissa Davis scored 3, and Courtney Smith scored the 2. That's the 5 points for Riverside. On the Fort Loramie side, they were led by Olivia Quinter with 7. Got 6 from Holly Fry. 4 each from Holthouse and Lupke. They got 2 from Gasson, 2 from Jessica Berger. They scored 17 and 11, lead 28-5 at the half.
Excellent guard play so far for Fort Loramie. Jessica Berger went a long time without scoring, and it was Lupke, Gasson, Meyer, and Quinter who carried the load early on. And then Holly Fry picked it up. Fort Loramie's guard play has been absolutely super the last several weeks. And that's so important to Fort Loramie's tournament cause. Redskins need to find a way to continue to sustain that support for Jessica Berger and Holly Fry.
Well, the scoring's important. The fact that they're not turning the ball over on the perimeter is equally important.
Yes. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Redskins 28, Riverside 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Nanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
And in 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Well, we're back at Sydney High School, where Fort Loramie leads at the half, 28-5, top-rated, top-seeded Fort Loramie Redskins, 17-0 to start the game, and they've got it on cruise control now. Jack's down checking on those JV girls that we're getting a name for so we can get their recognition here in the second half, and he is back.
Yeah, Redskins got 3 young ladies up from the junior varsity onto the floor late in that second quarter. Heather Eilerman, a 5'6 sophomore, she wears 21. Cassidy Albers, a 5'8 freshman. She wears 30 for this game today. And Grace Ruhenkamp, a 5'3" soft, is wearing 42. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. As always, LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast over 9 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys basketball games, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center spotlights a couple cheerleaders, one from each school. During girls games, we spotlight a couple players, and oftentimes we run down the seniors. And for Fort Loramie, there happen to be 6 seniors. Taylor Gasson, Olivia Quinter is a senior, Maddie Brandewey, Jessica Berger, Katie Hoing, Holly Fry. These young ladies, outstanding students in the classroom, fine players on the court. They'll be missed, all of them seniors for Fort Loramie. They are under the spotlight here this afternoon thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We start the third quarter here at Sydney High School. Girls Division 4 first round sectional tourney game. The third of the day for us. We have one more to follow. Jessica Berger opens the second half for Fort Loramie, lighting it up straight on, a lengthy three-pointer. Swish, nothing but net. No, it's ruled a two. My ball.
Toe on the line.
30-5 in favor of the Redskins, who led 28-5 at the halftime break. Riverside's Davis in the lane, throws to Smith on the arc. Jumping, shooting, no. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskin player Lupke had a toe on the line, out of bounds to the Pirates. Opening 43 seconds of the third quarter. 30-5 in favor of the Redskins. Riverside on the arc. Smith on the dribble. Gives it up on the play to Stevens. Stevens foul line, Jay, way short. Rebound to Katie Hoing of Fort Loramie. Lead out down the left side to Berger. Berger all the way to the rim, running one-hander. It is in. And referee Chris Stokes across the way signals good. Basket counts and a foul against the Pirates.
Well, that doesn't bode well for Riverside. Already down 23 if Jessica Berger's going to take over here in this half.
Berger sizes up the free throw and hits it to make it 33-5 in favor of the Redskins. 6:52 to go here in the third quarter. Here comes Riverside into the half court. Ball thrown right side of the floor to Courtney Smith. Looked like a shot. Maybe it was a pass. Davis caught it, threw it right back out to Smith, whose long jumper hits the heel and climbs over the backboard and sticks behind the glass. It is nestling on a support. Jessica Berger reaches up and tips the ball out of trouble.
Not sure if she's listening today or she might have turned it off with the 33-5, but we'll say hi to Kelly Turner. Her parents said that she loves to listen to us down at Northern Kentucky, and she was a standout volleyball and basketball player for the Redskins.
Well, here's a beautiful pick and roll. Berger and Fry work it to perfection in the right corner of the floor. Berger with a nifty pass. Holly caught it, laid it in. That's how you do it. Pretty easy. 35-5 Redskins, who intercept. Katie Hoing picked it off. Understand, courtesy of Jeff Bray, who's tuned in. Sydney leads Miamisburg 45-26 That's just a halftime score. Here's Lukey countering for Fort Loramie. She pops it in from 15 feet. 37-5 in favor of the Redskins. 43-26, as I read the text message correctly. 43-26, Sidney over Miamisburg in round one, D1 tournament play down at Troy. Lukey gets the ball deep in the right corner for Fort Loramie. Shaken free by Riverside. A couple players tie it up. Who benefits from the arrow here? It will stay with the Redskins, who are going to substitute Olivia Quinter and Maddie Brandaway. Hoying is out. Lukey is out with 5:34 to go, third quarter. 37-5 Redskins, inbounded on the play to Berger between the rings. Near side pass, Quinter back to Berger. Head of the key, good look from 18. Front rim, backboard, front rim and off. Holly Fry rebound, no, a foul. Holly with two coming at the stripe. How many points for Holly Fry, Chuck?
She's got eight.
Eight for Fry. Leading the way in scoring so far is...
I think that would be eight. That would be her.
That's who I thought. Free throw by Holly. Up and in. She's got nine. And it's 38-5.
Quinter's got seven. Berger's got seven.
Second free throw, Holly Fry. One, two bounces. Shots up and good. 39-5 in favor of Fort Loramie. Smith walks it to midcourt for Riverside against Quinter of Fort Loramie. Overplay steal attempt by Gasson. Then Fry gets a mitt on the ball, drives it out of bounds at the scorer's table, and it will be controlled by Riverside here at side court.
It should have been Loramie ball, but the referee had his back turned and didn't see the girl from Riverside smack it out. I don't think anybody's going to argue about it at this point.
Pirates lob in. Quinter gets it right back with a steal. Throws it on the arc to Fry. We had a foul in the corner of the floor. Bumped on the play as Quinter. It's a common personal. And the Redskins will throw in several feet from the corner on the baseline. Here's a pass thrown right at Berger, who dives into the lane. She catches, tries to shoot in one motion. Foul against the Pirates. 5:04 to go in the third quarter. Free throw by Jessica Berger. Front rim, backboard, and good. Next one upcoming. Free throw number two for Jessica. As Chuck noted, Redskins a little spotty at the stripe early in this game. Berger hits twice here.
Well, now they've hit five in a row, so.
Better. 5 minutes left, third quarter. Another game to follow. It's our last of the day, and Sonia versus Botkins. Here's a near steal at midcourt by Fort Loramie. Smith gets it back, drives, foul line, pulls up, shot blocked by Brandaway. Pirates get the loose ball. Outside the arc, left side of the floor, it is Stillings being hampered on the play by Fry, who gets a hand on it and strikes it free down to Berger. Berger in the paint, straight away, bank shot, in and out, no good. Berger got the rebound. Tried to save, picked off by Smith of Riverside. She's doubled in backcourt, strides up the right side. Over the timeline, 35 feet from the goal, 4:19 to go, third quarter, 41-5, Fort Loramie. And we got a 5 second count. Smith dribbling while being pressured by both Quinter and Fry. Turnover, Pirates. Gasson sits down for Fort Loramie. So it's Brandaway, Meyer, Quinter on the court at the moment with Berger and Fry. Berger's got it. Cross-court pass for Holly. And it is busted up on the play by the Pirates, who get the loose ball. Smith in backcourt over the timeline against Quinter. Ball thrown near side, 25 feet away to Stillings. Right corner, Smith. Knocked free by Quinter. It goes out of bounds. 3:50 to go in the third, 41-5, Redskins over Riverside, excuse me. Far right side of the floor, inbounding is Stillings for the Pirates. Intercepted by Quinter at midcourt. She's out in front, all the way to the rim. Good, Olivia Quinter on the takeaway. and the romp the other direction. Layup for Olivia. Fine game for her. 43-5 Redskins. Here's Smith at midcourt down the right side. Throws it away, intended for a teammate. Fry intercepts. Holly down the floor, pulls up, lost the ball, got it back, and laid it through. Steals by Quinter and Fry, and Fort Laramie leads 45-5. Riverside takes a timeout with 3:17 to go here in the third quarter. Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Laramie since the late 1800s, when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street. On the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S. Riverside, with 3:12 to go in the third quarter, has the ball at midcourt. It's Courtney Smith. Gives it up to Stillings. Back to Smith, 25 feet away. Looks like Fort Laramie is trying out a zone defensive look here, Chuck.
Yeah, they're playing a little 3-2 right now, just changing something up.
25 feet out with the ball, it's Giles. Giles lobs inside to Davis. She's double-teamed. Berger gets a hand on the top of the leather, and she rips it away. Here comes Berger up the floor, spots up on the arc. Cross-court skip pass to Hattie Meyer. Jumping and shooting a three-pointer. No good off the back brace. Rebounded by Riverside. 2:31 to go in the third, 45-5 in favor of Fort Laramie. Courtney Smith around to the left side of the key. Gives it up behind her on the play to Stillings. And Riverside turns it over again with 2:19 to go in the third quarter. Fry, Meyer, Quinter, Berger, and Maddie Brandewee on the court for the Redskins. Hattie Meyer outside the arc, near side to Berger. Berger steps to the right, launches a long two-pointer. Swish! She's got it. 47-5 in favor of Fort Laramie as Berger connects. Here's the ball thrown to Davis in the lane for Riverside. Brandewee and Hoying have got her. She throws it out back to Smith. Knocked away by Berger. Smith got it back. What's been called? Foul on Hattie Meyer, who is reaching in. Minute 52 left in the third. 47-5 Redskins. Maddie Brandewee comes off. Baseline left of the basket. Ball pitched into play. It goes to Davis. Davis right back to Smith. Pried away from her by Quinter, and it goes out of bounds. In the left corner, inbounding is Smith for the Pirates. She looks, can't find anybody. Gives it up on the arc to Stillings. Stillings to the timeline to a teammate. Intercepted there by Berger. Berger trying to trace down the loose ball. Knocked away by Riverside. Berger got a piece of it last. It goes out of bounds. Right back to the Pirates. Minute 30 left in the third quarter. 47-5 in favor of Fort Laramie. Smith to midcourt for the Pirates. Right side pass to Stillings. Back to Smith between the rings. Checked by Berger in the zone. Smith's got it out high. Marissa Davis is at the foul line. She's the leading scorer and best rebounder on the team. She gets a pass, throws low in the right to a teammate. And it is bobbled. It goes out of bounds off the Pirates. Kaylin Craiglow had a chance at that ball on the block, but could not reel it in. hit her fingertips, bounded away. Redskins bring it up the floor. Hattie Meyer, cross court to Berger. Berger to Quinter with a minute to go in the third. 47-5 Fort Loramie. Berger behind a Katie Hoying screen, and she drills a long two-pointer. Good-looking shot by Berger, who's drained a couple here in the last 2 minutes of the third quarter.
She has an 11-point quarter going.
Here is Smith outside the arc, throws down into the right corner to Stevens for Riverside. Back to Smith, high post to Davis. On the arc to Stillings, half minute to go in the third, 49-5 Fort Loramie. There's a lob for Craig Lowe, broken up by Fort Loramie, and it goes out of bounds. 27.3 remaining here in the third period. Ball being inbounded. Baseline about 10 feet to the left of the basket by the Pirates. It goes into Craig Lowe in the lane. To Smith in the left corner, right back to Craig Lowe. Katie Hoying gets a piece of the ball. Craig Lowe does two, out of bounds to the Skins.
30 turnovers now for the Pirates.
49-5 the score. 17 seconds left, third period. Hattie Meyer, center line for Fort Loramie. Looks over the Riverside defense. Gives it up to Berger. Left corner, long shot. It is Quinter missing off the heel. 5 seconds to go. Rebound Davis for the Pirates. Backcourt to Smith. She's trapped beyond the center line as she gets off a hurried shot. No good. And the third quarter closes out with Fort Loramie in the lead over the Riverside Pirates, 49-5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timberman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships one customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. On the web at TomJerrys.com, TomJerrys.com. Fourth quarter underway, Fort Loramie 49, Riverside 5. Redskins have the ball in the right corner. It's Lupke. Head of the key to Gasson, left side to Quinter. Quinter searches in the middle of the floor for someone, can't find a player in the paint, goes to Brandewee. Down low to Quinter, a little post-up move. Turnaround, seven-footer in and out, no good. It was below the rim, down in the cylinder, snapped out of there, rebounded by Lupke over the back against Riverside. Lupke's at the stripe with two. Free throw by Caitlin, up and in. Minute gone, fourth quarter, 50-5 in favor of Fort Loramie. Second free throw here for Caitlin on its way. Got it again. 51-5 in favor of the Redskins. Courtney Smith walks it up the floor to Stevens. Right corner to Giles. Giles gives it back out to Smith. Smith lobbing. Foul line extended left. It's Davis. Davis slides into the lane. Defensive foul, Fort Loramie. Quinter not set. That's a common foul in the Redskins. Ball out of bounds to Riverside. 6:51 to go in the fourth. Baseline, right of the basket. Triggering is Giles. Looks for a teammate. Throws the ball into the right corner. And Quinter's got a shot at it for Fort Loramie after getting a fingertip on it. It goes out of bounds, and the Pirates keep it. 51-5, Redskins lead. Outside the arc on the right, handled there on the play by Stillings. And again, Fort Loramie gets a piece of the ball. Drives it to the base of the bleachers, out of bounds. Pirates inbound again to Smith, 35 feet away. Lobbing for Davis. Fries on her back. Foul, Fort Loramie. That's the team's third.
This might be a first for me. I don't think I've ever seen a game where a team didn't score in two quarters in a game. At least a varsity game.
Inbounded by the Pirates, deep in the right corner. It is Stevens. Into the lane it goes to the jump shooter. Stillings, it is around and out. Fries got the rebound. Foul committed by Riverside. Yeah, Pirates were blanked in what, the first and third quarters?
First and third, scored five in the second.
51-5, Fort Loramie lead, 6:29 left to go here in the fourth. One game to follow. It's Ansonia and Botkin, should be a fine game. Similar records. Here's a baseline jump shot by Lupke. Long, missed the rim, rebounded by Quinter, into Holly Fry. She forces one up and gets it. 53-5, Redskins. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie will advance on to a Wednesday night game against Mississinewa Valley, which took a bye in round one and is waiting on the winner of this contest in the first game on Wednesday night. Here's Davis in the lane for Riverside, being bided up by a Redskin player who commits the common foul. 5:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. Substitutions aplenty for the Redskins. Holdhouse, Meyer, both check in for Fort Loramie. Also on the court, Sarah Stang. Riverside inbounding, lobbed out back to Stevens. Maddie Brandewee gets a piece of the ball, so does Stevens last. It goes out of bounds. Good alert play by Maddie Brandewee. Here come the Redskins. Hattie Meyer up and over the timeline. Hattie's got the ball 25 feet away. The 5'3 sophomore guard throws to Brandewee in the corner. She's got a little bit of an alley to the basket. Defensive foul called en route to the goal. Maddie Brandewee's got the 1-1. Substitution here for the Riverside Pirates. Entering the game is Kaylin Craiglow, who's a 5'10 freshman. She was on the floor briefly in the first half. Free throw by Brandewee. Got it. 54-5 in favor of Fort Loramie. Second shot, Brandewee. Kicks off the back iron. Comes way out to Sarah Stang, who throws to Brandewee. Right side to Rayanne Fry. She'll shoot it from there. Trajectory a little low. It hit the rim. Came back to her. She's on the baseline out of bounds, though. And Riverside gets it. Trailing 54-5 with 5:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. Keep in mind now, we will go offline at the conclusion of this particular game webcast and then rejoin you online about 5 minutes before the start of the Botkins and Sonia game, which is contest number four here today and our last one on scoresbroadcast.com. Good ball movement by Riverside. The rotation was excellent. Marissa Davis caught the last pass low on the left. She was wide open, and she dropped it in. Point 6 and 7 for the Pirates. Meyer to Holdhouse. To Brandewee beneath the rim. Dropped it. Got it back. Circles into the lane. Around the defender. Banked it in on the go. Nice play. Maddie Brandewee for Fort Loramie. 56-7 Redskins. 4.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Riverside Smith outside the arc. Gives it up on the play to Stillings. Stillings down low to a teammate. Once again, it's Davis. Davis shoots up and over the Redskins and hits from 3 feet away. Quickly attacking Fort Loramie. Oh, what a look. Rayanne Fry to Holdhouse for the basket. Wow, that was a fast break at breakneck speed, Chuck.
Yep.
Redskins threw it in a jiffy. Got it down the floor right now and scored. Here is Riverside angling through the lane. It's Giles on the run.
no good, but she's nicked on the wrist, and she'll get two. Hunter Bargy set to check in now for Fort Loramie, which leads it 58-9 with 3:58 to go in the game. Foul shot missed. Hunter Bargy for Maddie Brandewey.
Well, Riverside plays three freshmen and a sophomore a lot.
Mm-hmm,
sure
so
do. The future looks okay for them.
A lot of youth. You look down through the roster, a senior starter in Aubrey Stevens, and that's it. Riverside now with 10 points on a made free throw. Fort Loramie with two quick jump shot tries. No good. Rebound taken down by the Pirates. It goes in backcourt to Giles. Yeah, this Riverside team, as young as it is, Chuck, won seven games this year, playing in that Northwest Central Conference, 7-15 record overall for the Pirates. But it's a team which will certainly be much improved next year. Here's a steal by Fort Loramie, taken away by Bargy. Up the court to Hattie Meyer. Meyer pulls up on the arc. Here is Stang finding an open cutter in the lane. Rayanne Fry snatched the pass and laid it in on the go. 60-10 in favor of Fort Loramie. Keep in mind, we'll go offline following the conclusion of this webcast. We will recognize our Clancy star of the game and then go offline, return online about 5 minutes before the start of Bodkins and Sonia, which is our fourth and last webcast of the afternoon. Bargy, top of the key for the Redskins, throwing down low to Meyer. Meyer caught it after coming off a screen, missed it. It hit the rim. Holdhouse with a good, strong rebound. No good off the backboard. Pirates try to trace it down in the corner. It's out of bounds off the Redskins. 2:39 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie ahead 60-10. As I said, the Redskins will play Mississinewa Valley, a 12 seed, and a winner of just four games on the year at 6 o'clock on Wednesday. Hunter Bargy, top of the key. Coming out to catch is Sarah Stang for the Redskins. Holdhouse foul line, shooting, 16-footer wide right. Oh, good follow. Fine effort. Sarah Stang gobbled up that rebound. Hard charging play by Stang through the lane. Got the ball after it glanced off the backboard and dropped it in. 62-10, Fort Loramie. Foul in the forecourt as Holdhouse hooked a Riverside player, and the Pirates will play it inbounds far side of the floor. 2:12 to go here in the fourth. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, including Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles, customer pricing and financing too. Geyer's patrons travel to Fort Loramie from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, all over the Midwest. Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, and he'd be very happy today because Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie still performs customer service the very same way as it did nearly 100 years ago. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie, and you can view them online as well at geyersinc.com, GAIERS Inc.com. Minute 45 to go, 62-10 Fort Loramie. Riverside with a foul line J, but Courtney Smith, it's on the rim forever, it seems like, comes off. Rebound in the corner, touch last by the Redskins. Here is Smith on the arc for Riverside. Probes the lane, lobs that inside to a teammate. Good catch, shot, a make. Fine play by the Pirates. Giles got the goal. Shelby laid it through. And here's Fort Loramie countering quite fast. Down to Stang. Sarah low on the right is bodied and fouled by a Riverside player who attempted to block the shot. Two free throws for Sarah. Fort Loramie Redskins graduating six seniors off the roster, Chuck. But as we have seen over the last few weeks, a lot of playing time for substitutes and youngsters up from the JVs. And Fort Loramie will have a collection of good athletes battling for starting spots next year.
And this typical Fort Loramie.
Free throw Stang, good. Swishes the second after missing the first. 63-12, Redskins lead it. 1:18 to go. We identified the six seniors at the half for the Redskins. Of course, Jessica Berger and Holly Fry, along with Gasson and Quinter at guard. Patty Brandewee, Katie Hoying, also seniors. Here is Riverside with a miss. Fort Laramie down the floor. Very quickly, low on the right to Sarah Stang. Once again, she muscles up toward the rim and is fouled on the arm. Two free throws for her. 58.7 to go, 63-12, Redskins. Foul shot by Stang is up and on the money.
Her JV time that she got towards the end of the season has made her a lot more aggressive. I think that's going to bode well for them next year.
Yep, I'd agree. One free throw made by Sarah. Second one also good. 65-12. Redskins lead it by 53. Here is Riverside deep in the right corner. Intended for Craig Lowe. Broken up on the play by Hunter Bargy. Touched last by a blue shirt. Out of bounds. Here come the Redskins leading 65-12. 43 ticks left on the clock. Heather Eilerman, Cassidy Albers, Grace Ruenkamp on the court at the moment. Deep in the right corner, it's Grace hoisting up a three. No good. And the rebound results in a foul against Fort Laramie. Bargy picked it up. Pirates will shoot down to our left. Again, so many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here all day long on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, and a new location in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. On the Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supply Scoreboard, 65-12 Fort Laramie, last half minute. Bounce pass low in the right. Eilerman to Ruenkamp goes out of bounds. Pirates will bring it down the floor. Sydney Car Care Center in Sydney, new sponsor on the air with us now on scoresbroadcast.com. We say hello to Todd Brown and Corey Shreves, the co-owners of Sydney Car Care. More than 40 years experience between the two. As we count down the final seconds, steal by Fort Laramie. A run out the other way. Driving layup is no good. It bounces off the rim. Attempted by Albers as she was fouled with 9/10 of a second to go. And Fort Laramie up 65-12. Sydney Car Care Center on 4th Avenue between the hospital and the drive-in. 1080 4th Avenue, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. As I said, owned by Todd Brown and Corey Shreves. More than 40 years of superb car repair service between them. Sydney Car Care, prompt service, affordably priced, and very honest with you about what your car needs. One free throw made, second one missed. Rebound Redskins, buzzer sounds, and that is it. Fort Laramie thumps Riverside here today, 66-12. As Chuck noted late in our webcast, the Pirates mighty young, only one senior on the roster, and it should be a much improved club next year. Riverside won 7 games this season, 7-16 year for the Pirates. Fort Laramie now advancing to 19-4, and Fort Laramie will take on Mississinewa Valley on Wednesday night in the first game of two. Again, so many thanks to our Fort Laramie game sponsors, which include M&A Muffler and Tires on Main in Fort Laramie, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie, and thanks as well to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Laramie, our three Fort Laramie game-specific sponsors on the web with us here on opening tournament Saturday. And thanks as well to Brookins in Fort Laramie as Chuck continues to round out the totals. I'd like to remind you about Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75. Goffney in Sydney. That's 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Check out Goffney for your adult and youth bedroom furniture, dining and living room furniture, plus home office and entertainment spaces. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more savings. Already affordably priced is Goffney, but additional savings for you on the Goffney Furniture website at this address, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Well, Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring and highlight our Clancy's star of the game in this one, won by the Redskins over Riverside.
Well, leading scorer was Holly Fry with 14. They got 13 from Jessica Berger. Then they got 9 from Quinter, 8 from Lukey. The Clancy's player of the game I'm going to give to Caitlin Lukey. I thought she had a terrific start to the game. Made free throws, played great defense, and quite honestly, Jessica and Holly get this all the time. So I think Lukey deserves it.
Yeah.
I could probably throw it towards Olivia Quinter too, but I think she's got one this year. So let's give it to Caitlin Lukey because she truly does deserve it.
Caitlin Lukey, star of the game, brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And once again, to remind you, we will go offline for several minutes and return online about 4 or 5 minutes before the start of our fourth and final opening round sectional game, pitting Botkins against Ansonia. For Rhett Gish, our scores, broadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, this is Jack Kramer letting you know our previous game final score, Fort Loramie 66, Riverside 12.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.